5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's talk about it.
All right, I think we're live everywhere. Awesome, awesome, awesome deal. Do me a favor, do me a favor. Still got to ask, I still have to ask. Hit that like button, subscribe, follow. Please share this video. Share this video. And a new thing, the latest thing I've been telling people, get the copy of the link to this video and text it. Text it to somebody. Text the video link to somebody that you know that need to see what is happening here. So get that link. Text it. Because see, they can't stop you from texting it. They can't censor your texting. Now, if the other person at the end doesn't look at your text, then it's another thing. But do this. When you send the link to this video in a text message, put a little small description and say, hey, what do you think about this? I noticed ever since I started asking people to text the link and then send it to someone you know and just put it in there. What do you think about this? What do you think about this? They've been really jacking with it. Crazy thing is the leftists are going like, yes, yes, we took him down. We took him down. But anyways, hey, everybody, thank you. Thank you so much for all the prayers. While I was in the blackout here in Texas, there's still, to my understanding, there's still millions of people without power and even water here in Texas. My came on late yesterday, and I was like, dude, this is crazy. So I want to thank everyone for all the prayers during that time. It's very interesting. No communication. And when the lights did come back on during those 3 days, they would come on. And they would be on for 8 minutes, and then they would power recycle. 8 minutes, and then power recycle. 8 minutes, and that would happen for like an hour. Soon as my router, my modem would get connected to the internet, it would power recycle, so I can never get a connection. And the location that I'm currently living in, the reception here, the cell reception is so bad that it's already bad. And the only way I can make any phone calls or get any kind of activity, internet access on my mobile device is if my Wi-Fi is up. And without any electricity, I couldn't do any of that at all. And there was one, like the last night before the power came back on, I found this one little spot where I could actually post a meme. And it took forever for that meme to upload. And I said something about the electricity here, and I showed a picture of the frozen ice on some of the stuff, on some of the greenery here. But thank you for all the prayers. And I can truly say I'm thankful that I practice what I preach. I'm highly thankful in that. And what do I mean by that? Because I kept telling people we have to prepare because you don't know what's going to happen. I didn't know this storm was coming like this. They said the last time a winter storm hit Texas like this was in the 1800s. Who am I to know? I'm not even a weather guy. You know, I had no idea that the storm was going to hit this hard and knock out power lines and knock out where people don't have water. Had no idea that it was going to be that bad. But you know what? I kept telling everyone, and I practice what I preach, prepare, because we don't know what's going to happen. And during the time when the blackout took place here, I had no idea if the Democrats took us into another war. Had no idea. Had no idea if Biden and the Democrats ended more jobs. I had no idea. I had no idea what was going on. Nothing. I couldn't receive any phone calls. If I wanted to do 911, I could not do that. I couldn't call nobody. Nothing. And looking outside, the neighbors, no one was leaving their doors. I think one point it got down to like 10 degrees or 7 degrees. And, you know, of course, for those of you like in Chicago and, you know, up north, Detroit, et cetera, New York, talking about 10 degrees, that's nothing. I'm wearing shorts. Of course, I get it. But those of us here in Texas, you know, now, mind you, I moved from California to Texas. when Texas here in Austin is extremely hot. So I'm not thinking about the cold weather like this. Had no idea that it was going to happen like this. But because I practice what I preach, I had water. I had some food supplies. Only thing I don't have is some eggs. And I really want some eggs. I don't have any eggs. I tried to go get some eggs and I can't find any eggs anywhere. I actually went out today. Ice over everywhere, but couldn't find any eggs. But anyways, but I you know, I had other things. I actually had some milk, but like I had rice. I had food, that storable food that I had access to during that time. And I had a wind up radio. And I could wind up the radio, and only the network that was coming through that I was able to hear was the EIB. And that's with Rush Limbaugh, the late, great Rush Limbaugh. And I didn't even, when I was listening to the radio with Sebastian, you know who he is, Sebastian, he was on there. And I was thinking, okay, maybe this, you know, Rush is just resting. He didn't mention that Russ had passed, nothing on the radio. So I'm assuming at that point when I was listening on my wind up radio, Rush Limbaugh hadn't passed at that time. So he was on there and he was talking about it. And the only news that I could hear was the report that he put out there talking about Texas, because I had no idea how bad it really was. I didn't know if it was just like, you know, my county or my part of the state, but it's really bad. Millions of people were without power. But I had no idea. But enough about me. Thank you, everyone, for all of the prayers. Thank you so much for you know, looking out for me. What kind of is a little weird to me, someone actually sent me an email upset, angry, because I hadn't done a video or hadn't done a live. Someone sent me an email, and I didn't get the email until after the power came back on. I'm like, Will, I'm paraphrasing here. Where are you at? I've been following you and I haven't seen anything from you for the past 3 days. He said, I'm done with you. And I'm like, I had no control over that. I mean, I like the fact that someone was looking for me. I like the fact that someone wanted me to produce videos. I like the fact that someone was saying, hey, we want you to do it. But this person literally got angry with me because I wasn't around, not by my own choice, because the power was out. But anyways, other than that, thank you, everyone, for all of the blessings. And like, I've been wanting to do a video with my T-shirt on. See, God's Warrior. I love this shirt. So it's freezing outside, so I can't just wear it outside anywhere. But I got it, and I haven't been able to do a video with it on. I love this shirt. But anyways, before we get into the main topic of tonight's broadcast, you know, Joe Biden, you know, me getting on the internet. I'm not even sure how I was able to get on the internet, according to Joe Biden, because black people too stupid to realize it. But anyways, I want to show this video. And this is just a video of Rush Limbaugh. And it's one of the many videos that he has out there. But this is one, I pulled from Real America's Voice, where they were talking about where Rush Limbaugh is talking about Obama and how Obama just basically destroyed the nation in so many words. But I figured that I wanted to play something and talk about Rush Limbaugh a little bit, because those on the left, they've already started sending out the most despicable things, talking about they were happy that he's gone. These people are demonic. You know, if people are demonic. And, you know, I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh when I considered myself a Democrat, when I was living in Arkansas. I used to listen to him all the time. And now when I look back at it, it's not that I disagree with him, because there were things just to be honest here, there was things that I disagreed with Rush Limbaugh. But a lot of stuff he was saying was like, you know, I didn't disagree with it because it made common sense. Rush Limbaugh. You know, highly intelligent, very talented, but he made a lot of sense. And I think that's the reason why I was listening to him. And I never forget it. Sometimes when I was working at a retail company, I was working in their IT department, and we would go to lunch, and I would purposely put on Rush Limbaugh because I want to listen to him. But every now and then, some people would ride with me and they would listen to Rush Limbaugh, and they like couldn't stand it. They couldn't stand it. But I'm like, you need to listen. He might say something that you might agree with. And it, some people just couldn't do it. And this is Arkansas, you know. And now I look back at it, and I'm like, you know, I had a lot of respect for Rush Limbaugh. I did. I had a lot of respect for Rush Limbaugh. And like I said, during that time, I was a Democrat. And it was things like when he got, do y'all remember Carl, when Rush Limbaugh got caught? I think he was trying to buy some pain pills because he was having issues then. He was trying to buy some pain pills at a gas station or something like that. The story, I don't remember exactly. But I was thinking, you know, at the time that, you know, he shouldn't have been out there. I'm like, why is he out there? He has all this money, he has all these connections. Why does he have to go to a gas station to get the narcotics, you know? And no one knows anyone's story, right? We don't know everyone's full story. And that's the way it's supposed to be, because everyone should have somewhat of a private life. But let me play this right here, because, and like I said, I've grown to have more respect for Rush Limbaugh, and I think he's an icon that will never be replaced. And the Democrats, they're ecstatic that he's gone. Just because he's gone doesn't mean what he was fighting for doesn't live on. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I don't think people realize how close we came to becoming what you just described. You go back to the 8 years of Obama. What was the economic message? That America's best days are behind us, that much of what we had accomplished was illegitimate because our founding was unjust and we had pilfered other countries. And we were now a nation in decline, and we had to have responsible leadership to manage the decline. And that your kids may be the first not to economically perform better than their parents. They were setting us up for this. We came, had Hillary Clinton won, that would have been the permanent America. And this is exactly what these globalists have been talking about. They need an America in decline to get rid of the whole concept of nation state. So Trump is up against a coalition of powers that people can't possibly even imagine. It is, you're right when you warn about how crucial this is at this time.
This is the heart of it. This is politics of personal destruction. They are out to not defeat Trump. They're out to destroy Trump because they understand Trump gives the voiceless, silent majority. Not in the room, not in the deal. And Donald Trump not only puts you in the room, he's your spokesman. What the established order does not want, they do not want the silent majority of the American people to have a voice. They want them to pay taxes. They want them to send their kids into the military. And they want them to keep their...
That's it. That's so true. You know? And I've said that multiple times. They're out to destroy the greatest president in our lifetime, Donald J. Trump, the greatest president in our lifetime. And because they failed in their whole impeachment sham, they failed twice in the Senate. It reminds me of Wile E. Coyote. And a lot of people say, don't call the Democrats Wile E. Coyote because he's kind of cute. He's cute, but he's stupid, right? He's cute, but he's stupid. But he keeps doing the same thing over and over and over and over. They keep trying to get the Roadrunner, which is President Trump, and they keep failing every single time. They keep failing every single time. Every single time. Now they're trying to take President Trump in a civil suit. I mean, seriously, they're just trying to tie him up so he can't do anything. That's all that is. They're still trying to destroy the man because he helped out the American people. Because he brought jobs to America. Because of his policies, more jobs came to America. And now we got this nut job, this puppet on strings that is doing just the opposite. You know, remember when President Trump said that we will never be a socialist country? The Democrats are going, we'll see about that. We'll see about that. And exactly what are they doing? They're turning America into a socialist nation. That's exactly what they're doing, because President Trump said it. President Trump said America first. And guess what they do? They make America last. Biden ended what I've heard between like 7 and 11,000 jobs. It's probably more than that just alone from the XL pipeline. Just that alone. Thousands of jobs ended. But now he's talking about helping the Taliban with their pipeline. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You have the he's helping the Taliban with their pipeline. He's wanting to help them. Are you kidding me? And then you have Americans here that are jobless. Americans here. Americans should be first. And he ended those jobs so that Americans could not be first. That's exactly what he did here. So President Trump said American first. The Democrats say Americans last. America last. These people are evil and they're doing this on purpose. They have a sinister reason for doing this because they hate this nation. They hate the fact that we are a Christian nation. If we weren't a Christian nation, it wouldn't be like this. They wouldn't be trying to tear down a nation right now if we were not a Christian nation. Even Obama, Beta Male 44, when he was in office, he was trying to say that we're not a Christian nation. We are. And because they can't change the fact that we're a Christian nation, guess what they do? They're trying to change Christianity. I've talked about that multiple times. There's a movement right now where they're trying to change what it is to be a Christian. They're saying that God is all acceptance of all these sins and all this demonic stuff. They're even saying that God is happy with people killing the most innocent of us all. These people are evil. That's the only way you can explain it. There's no other way around it. These people aren't doing it to my women's health. Or if they truly wanted to talk about women's health and they want to provide health care for women, then give them more education. Teach them not to lay down. Seriously, teach both men and women not to lay down. I had one young female saying, well, if a woman has to keep the child and has to pay the penalty, then so should the man. And I said, the man should. And she just looked at me with big eyes. I said, the man was there. And they go, but then they try to take something which is a small percentage, not even 1%. And they're talking about incest and rape. So if we exclude all of those, if we exclude just that and say those people can have abortion, what about the other 99.9%? See, it's not about women's health care at all. It's about destroying what God has created. It's about destroying what God deemed good. The same thing the Democrats are doing with President Trump. President Trump said America's good. The Democrats say it's bad. President Trump said America first. The Democrats say America last. Anyways, let's get on with this crazy stuff here. Joe Biden. On a debate, or not even a debate stage, Joe Biden at a town hall, Criminal News, Communist News Network, CNN. I guess this took place during the blackout here because I couldn't see nothing. It was on Monday. I believe this took place on Monday. Total blackout here. No internet, no TV, no nothing. Right? So this happened. Well, anyways, Joe Biden on stage, apparently he was asked a question about black people. You know, not having access to health care, basically. And I'm still trying to figure out what black people don't have access to health care. I'm seriously, what black people don't? I mean, if you go get a job and the job provides health care, then you can get it. I mean, what are they talking about? This is them trying to make everything racially related. Well, anyways, I digress. Biden and all his great wisdom said that black people and Hispanics are too stupid to know how to use the internet. And on top of that, black people and Hispanics are too stupid to know how to get in line at Walgreens. You don't believe me? You don't believe me?
The other portion is a lot of people don't know how to register. Not everybody in the community, in the Hispanic and the African-American community, particularly in rural areas that are distant and or inner city districts, know how to get online to determine how to get in line for that COVID vaccination at the Walgreens or at the particular.
I mean, seriously, no one put the words in his pie hole. They should probably go ahead and give him a teleprompter because everyone knows he can't do it without it and just live with it. Oh, he can't do it without a teleprompter. Okay. But he straight up said that black people and Hispanic people are too stupid to know how to get online to figure out how to get access to something, or too stupid to even know how to get in line at Walgreens. I mean, seriously, I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, how in the world did I do what I'm doing right now? How am I on the internet? How did I get to this point? Seriously, because according to Biden, black people can't do anything unless you have a white liberal holding your hand. That's basically what he's saying. See, black people, according to white liberals and Hispanics, we have handicap. We have this handicap, according to white liberals, and that's our complexion. Because of our complexion, we don't know anything. We can't think for ourselves. We don't know how to do for ourselves. We need assistance from white liberals because these Democrats tell us because we're black or not, because we're not white, we have a handicap. Well, I'm sorry, I don't have a handicap. My complexion is not a handicap. This is them creating more division in this nation. This is stupid. I mean, seriously, first black people were too dumb to figure out what a DMV was. Y'all remember that? See, black people, they can't find a DMV to go get a driver's license or get an ID. But for some reason, black people know how to go find the liquor store. Black people do know how to get on an airplane, don't they? I'm still trying to figure out how in the world did I get on the internet? You know, I got buttons everywhere. I got buttons all in here. And I got button push. I got software to click. How did in the world did I figure all of this out? Did a white liberal come show me how to and what show me how and what button to push? No. Everything that I'm doing, I did on trial and error. Make a mistake here. Oh, this worked, that doesn't work. This worked, that does work. Oh, this looks pretty good. This is decent. I don't have white liberals tell me, but according to Joe Biden and the rest of the Democrats, black people are not capable of getting on the internet. And he did say inner cities. Okay, so let's talk about inner cities then, right? Are you talking about the ghettos? Are you talking about the projects? Are you talking about the policies that the Democrats put in place so black people can't ever come up? They're still doing the same thing LBJ said when he was in office. We're going to give these uppity N-words just a little something. Because these uppity N-words are, you know, they're starting to feel a little uppity. So we'll give them just a little something so they feel that they have something. And then he said, not only that, they're going to be controlling the black people. They get them all to vote, the N-word, the vote for Democrat Party within 200 years. And did it within 60. And you still got black people today. So to some extent, he is correct. Stupid black people keep voting for these people. So to some extent, yes, you can't even deny it. You can't even deny it. And now you got some Hispanics. You got Asian people doing it. And you most definitely got a whole bunch of white liberals doing it too. All of them stupid for voting for people like this. But him coming out, him coming out for anyone black that saw this and they gave this a pass, it's just them giving another pass. See, Biden and the Democrats can come out and say all of the most hateful, racist, despicable things that they want. They can say all of that, and they overlook it. Why do they overlook it? Because black people, specifically black people, they still have this plantation slave mentality. See, the plantation slave mentality, which is the Democrats, which they are Democrats. They convince black people that don't leave the plantation because if you leave the plantation, you won't have anyone to take care of you. There won't be anyone to help you because you don't know how to read. You don't know how to write. So what they did is they convinced black people to stay on the plantation after they were free. So many black people didn't leave. And that same mentality, that same demonic spirit exists today. They're still getting black people to stay on the Democrat plantation thinking that the Democrat Party is going to help them. Even BLM is upset with Biden because Biden all of a sudden is not paying attention to them like they want. See, they were supposed to give BLM a seat at the table, but Biden said, nope, I'm through with your N-words. Get back in your place. Wait till 2 years until I need you again. And then in 2 years from now, when we start seeing some Republicans trying to rally up or whatever, then I guess you go out and be violent and attack in their cities or whatever to cause people to say, oh, we can't vote for Republicans because that's when the violence happens. Stupid people. And they keep doing it. They keep doing it over and over. But then on top of that, for all the black people that they can't control, you know, like myself and everything, you know, they just demonize me and say that I'm lost and that I'm supporting white supremacy. And it's not even true. But for all the white people that they can't control, they automatically call them white supremacists. Every last one of them. They call Republicans, conservatives, white people that is not going along with this demonic tyranny that the left is pushing onto us. They call them white supremacy. They call them all white supremacists. Seriously, anyone who loves the country, anyone who loves being freedom, love your freedom, they're straight up saying that they straight up call you a white supremacist for that very reason, because you want to be free. But anyways, in Biden's town hall, I got another clip for you. In Biden's town hall, and I actually haven't seen this clip, so you're going to watch this one with me. We're going to watch it together. Let's just see what he says. But to my understanding, in this clip, he is talking about white supremacy. Who are the real white supremacists in this nation? Biden, which I don't have the picture of, was in a picture, him holding hand with the leader of the KKK. But the Democrats, black people and the Democrats, they all ignore that. Biden is the same one that locked up many black people. He signed a bill, 1994 crime bill. He signed it to lock up many black people, and black people, just like the slave mentality, they still flock to their slave master because they think the slave master is going to take care of them. I mean, it's so tit for tat. It's the exact same thing. You truly have a white supremacist, but they don't see the white supremacist that way because the white supremacists keep telling them that they're going to take care of you.
Like millions of my fellow citizens, I was shaken by the attack on the Capitol on January 6th and on our democracy more broadly by your predecessor and his followers. While I appreciate efforts being made to bring them to justice, I worry about ongoing threats to our country from Americans who embrace white supremacy and conspiracies that align with it. What can your administration do to address this complex and wide-ranging problem?
Okay, is he going to address that the Democrats were the ones that started the KKK? Is he going to start the Democrats are the party of white supremacy? Seriously, Joe Biden and all the Democrats are the true white supremacists. It's so remarkable that people believe lies and yet they don't want to hear. They don't even want to hear the truth. We are in a day and age where people believe the lies and they disregard the truth. That's what all the, what do you think the fact checkers are for? The fact checkers aren't there to make sure that stuff is factual. The fact checkers, these independent fact checkers, are there to make sure that you believe the lie. Fact checkers hit me up saying that because I put an article out there saying that BLM have different rules for white people. How many of y'all think that BLM don't have different rules for white people? I mean, seriously, how many trolls out there, how many of you black trolls out there think that there's different rules for white people when it comes to BLM? None of y'all. All of y'all believe that, right? Not a single one of y'all think that there's not a rule for white people that's different. If it wasn't a rule, then it wouldn't say Black Lives Matter. It wouldn't be a whole movement for that. It would be All Lives Matter. But there's different rules. Well, anyway, the fact checkers hit me on that. But let's listen to what the true white supremacists that has pictures with white supremacists, that have said racist remarks constantly, just like the one I just played for you, and over.
It's complex, it's wide-ranging, and it's real. I got involved in politics to begin with because of civil rights and opposition to white supremacists, the Ku Klux Klan.
See, this is my first time listening to this. You're listening, power outage. I haven't been able to catch up on a lot of things, but this is the first time I'm listening to this clip here. White supremacists, they are the KKK of the Democrat Party. That's the white supremacists. It's not those of us that are on the right. I would never support a party. I mean, willingly, knowingly support a party that is all about the KKK, that never denounced it themselves. They never apologized for creating it.
And the most dangerous people in America continue to exist. That is the greatest threat to terror in America, domestic terror. And
so basically, like I've told a lot of people, and this is them attacking white people. I've said this so many years now, that the left has this agenda to attack white people. And they're literally calling anyone that loves this nation, that don't want to go along with this demonic tyranny, they are calling you white supremacists. I'm telling you, they're saying that you are the biggest threat to this nation. And see, they have to label everyone that way for the tyranny that they're getting ready to try to implement, my opinion.
And so I would make sure that my Justice Department and the Civil Rights Division is focused heavily on those very folks. And I would make sure that we, in fact, focus on how to deal with the rise of white supremacy.
What rise of white supremacy is there? Seriously, what is the rise? You know what the rise that they're referring to? They're referring to the rise of President Trump and people waking up to the tyranny that they're doing. So their objective is to get everyone to believe that if you support President Trump, you support this flag, you support this country, you believe in Christ, that you are a terrorist. That is their goal, and that's what they're pushing for. I've said it multiple times. They're just laying it out there. See, that's who they're talking about. They're not talking about themselves, even though they are the ones who's doing all of this crazy stuff.
And you see what's happening, the studies that are beginning to be done, maybe at your university as well, about the impact of former military, former police officers on the growth of white supremacy in some of these groups.
You hear that? Let me take that part back again, because that's extremely important what he just said there. Because he's talking about the law enforcement. He's talking about the military. Listen to him.
About the impact of former military, former police officers on the growth of white supremacy.
So he's saying former military, former police officers, and this is him trying to say that everyone who's in the police department right now is not like that. It's just those that used to be. This should be insulting to every single police officer that's active right now. This should be insulting to every military personnel that's active right now. If you retire tomorrow, he is talking about you. They're talking about people who's in the military, who's on the police department right now. This is one of the most terrible, scariest times America is headed for, in my opinion. Dark, extremely dark days are headed.
Some of these groups. You may remember in one of my debates with the former president.
Okay. See, now he's getting ready to talk about the Proud Boys. I know he is.
I asked him to condemn the Proud Boys. He wouldn't do it. He said, stand by, stand ready, or whatever the phrase exactly was.
Okay, first of all, Proud Boys, I've never been in the Proud Boys. I was asked to join years ago, but I never did it. But I know many people who are in the Proud Boys, and now that, and I've been around them plenty of times, Portland, DC, Berkeley. I've been around many times. Seattle, I've been around them many times. And not a single time has any of them ever, not a single time expressed that they were white supremacists. And what's really crazy is that there's so many of them that's in there that are not white. See, this is the stupidity of the left. You don't have to be white to be a white supremacist. I mean, isn't that the point? Supremacy of one nation, of a nationality, of a color, Aryan nation. That you can't. I guarantee that someone like me can't walk over to the Klan and say I want to join. Did y'all ever see this kid with David Chappelle? You ever see that? David Chappelle, they would have make him wear white gloves and have a hood on. He was blind in the skit. And he was in there talking about white power, you know, and being talking about racist, talking about black people, this and that, and they're using the N-word left and right. And then one day they found out that he was black. He took the hood off and they didn't know how to react. But they rejected him then. And he even rejected himself. He, at the end of it, he left his wife, which was a white lady, and his wife asked him, why are you leaving? Because you are a N-word lover. These people straight up create all of this division, cause all of this chaos, and the Proud Boys, them adding the Proud Boys is them trying to just demonize a group. Is he going to talk about Antifa, which actually burned down black-owned businesses? Are they going to talk about BLM and Antifa actually killing black people throughout the nation? They don't talk about that. They don't talk about the actual people going through the nation terrorizing people. Proud Boys has never terrorized. Proud Boys have only defended themselves against people that was terrorizing stuff.
It is a bane on our existence. It has always been, as Lincoln said, we have to appeal to our better angels. And these guys are not, and women are in fact demented. They are dangerous people.
If you really want to talk about demented people, you should straight up talk about Antifa and BLM. I do it all the time. But see, they don't want people like me talking about them, exposing who they are. I think I have every right as a black man, as an American, to talk about demonic people in this nation trying to destroy our country. I have every right to talk about it. It falls under the First Amendment. That's why they tried to get rid of the Constitution. And they're still trying to do it. I have many people send me messages saying, Will, they can't do it. They can't get rid of the Electoral College because it's at the state level. And I have to remind some of them, did you not just see what just took place? Did you see what they just did? You are aware that they went around the legislators in these states to get what they want. And the feds, the DOJ, Homeland Security did nothing to stop it. And I refuse to believe, I say this all the time, I refuse to believe that I am the only ones talking about this, and you and I see this, but the feds don't see it. The feds don't see what's going on here. You and I see it, but they don't. We're supposed to believe that. I know you don't believe it, because I don't believe it. We all know that they've seen the information, but for some reason, they go after those of us who love this country. They go after those of us who love this country. All right, we're gonna do this. I put the phone number up on the screen. Give me a call, holler at me. I'm gonna get the phone system going here. Where's that? All right. I just fired up the phone system. If you want to give me a call, I know it's been a while. And like I said in the beginning, copy the link to this video and share it. Copy the link and share it to someone that you know and tell them to check the video out. Just say, hey, check this out. What do you think about what he's saying in this video? Just send it like that. Don't send it to where you're trying to get in a confrontation with them or anything like that. Just copy the link to this video and send it to him. Say, what do you think about this? Because see, most people that I talk to when I do the videos, you get it. You already get what I'm talking about. A lot of people like to hear what I'm saying because I'm like, wow, this dude on the other end gets it. We see the same thing. We never even had a conversation. But the people that you know that will not ever listen, sit down and have a decent conversation with you because you know how they are and you probably get in an argument with them, copy the link to this video and share it to with him and say, hey, just tell me, what do you think about what he's saying in here? Just put the ball in their court. That's the best way. Because you, I don't need to reach you. We need to reach the people that we love, that disagree, that's not awake, that's sleeping, that's falling for the whole lie of the left. We need to reach those people. See, I could come on here and just tell everyone exactly what you want to hear. I can come on here and I can even, you know, allude to stuff that you want to hear. I could do that, but I don't do that. And see, I could do that trying to convince all of you, hey, send me money, but I don't do that. If we don't fight for what's, for our freedoms right now, it doesn't matter what I have, what you send, who we help. It doesn't matter if we cannot reach the people that need to be reached. And I'm not wanting to reach them to get in a physical conflict with them, a physical fight. That's not it at all. We can have an open, honest debate. But a lot of people, I can't tell you, I've received emails. I've even had people call me saying, Will, I've had people on the street saying, Will, I used to think like this until I saw your video. I used to think a certain way until I saw your video come across the screen. And then I started paying attention to one thing and another and another. And I'd never take the credit myself. I give all the credit to God. I give all credit to God. I give all credit to God because I believe that I'm doing my part. We have to do our part. Okay? So, not that I'm not appreciative when people send me the donations, because trust me, I wish I had enough to get a generator when my power was out, because my power, I was like, oh man, all like the food in my refrigerator, three plus days, just shot. What I did was I end up taking the milk and the food that I was going to use constantly, that, you know, I took it and I put it in the cooler, and some of it I just set outside. Like the milk, it got so cold, it was starting to freeze. So I had to pull it in before it froze completely. So I was able to keep food frozen like that. You know, it's like stuff that needs to be kept frozen. I was able to keep food frozen that way. So I was really thankful for that. And I just wish I had a generator. So maybe in the future, if I can afford one, I'm going to save up my pennies and get a generator, because I don't know when the next thing event like this will ever happen again. Now, probably it's not going to happen again this year. But, you know, with the Democrats and their plan, their sinister plan for destroying this nation, I don't know what the future is. Another thing, like I said in the beginning of the video, I said, I'm so thankful that I practice what I preach. Like on my website, people used to ask me, Will, what do you do? Well, I have certain things on my website for people to be prepared for stuff like this. I'm so glad that I practice what I preach, because I did have stuff. The only thing that I wish I had was a generator. You know, so then that way I could at least charge up, you know, keep the TV or, you know, watch some movies on the TV or even on my laptop or you know, have the refrigerator going. That would have been nice. That would have been nice. But I had candles. I had candles. So, but anyways, all right, enough about me. Before we do, let me acknowledge people who have blessed me since I've been on here. Holly, thank you so much. Holly says, oh, wow. Holly says, you can raise for, let me see. Oh, this is for you to raise money for your generator. Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much. I'm going to get one. Seriously. I'm going to get one because I don't know what the future holds. And that's the one thing I wish I really had. Okay, you know what? Let me show you this too, if I may, real quick. And I'm gonna go back and acknowledge some more people. Have y'all seen this? McDonald's to slash executive bonus if they fail to place more minorities in senior leadership. What? Why don't you just put people who want the job? I want you to just put people who's qualified for the job. Why are they making everything about color? You know, I've had some people say to me, well, I don't like it when you play the race card. They don't like me playing the race card. They don't like me playing the race card. You know what? You know what? I have played a race card. I'm going to tell you when I played the race card. I was at the Capitol in Austin, and it was having this anti-American socialist rally there at the Capitol in Austin. And this white lady, this white liberal, kept following me around, and while I was recording, trying to get everyone trying to make it through. No one talked to me because apparently she knew who I was. Other people that never seen me, because, you know, the left, they're very good. The tech companies are very good on preventing people on the left from seeing anything that I have to say because they are afraid that I might wake them up. But this one lady knew who I was, and she kept following me around, and she kept like bumping me and stuff like that. So then I pulled the race card on her. I said, oh, please stop. Someone help me. This white lady is not letting me walk. This white lady is like terrorizing me. She's tormenting me. Someone please help get this white lady. And shit, her eyes just got really big, and she's like, and pulled the race card on her. Reverse race card. Maybe I need to get one to say the reverse race card. To put it back in their faces. Because I never, ever get that from conservatives. Never. Even when conservatives, white conservatives, don't know who I am, they still just talk to me. They still don't attack me. They don't act nasty. None of that. But white liberals, completely different. Completely different. All right, let's see. Wow, look at this. I was not expecting this. Well, I guess this is what happens when I'm out for a couple of days, huh? I'm looking on the super chats on YouTube right now. I'm going to go to PayPal here in just a second. But here, I want to say thank you to Kimberly. Thank you. God bless you. Hannah, thank you so much. During the bad times, I've learned who was loyal and who wasn't. I believe in an eye for an eye. A couple of people who betrayed me need my help now. I am screwing them against the wall. I'm dialing a number, and I'm having so much fun. Make sure you send them my video and text it to them. But you know what? Let me say this at the same time, too. These people that have been extremely nasty to us, you know who I'm talking about. The people in your life that have been extremely nasty to you, kill them with kindness. Kill them with kindness. Let's not be who they are. Don't let them forget. Like Hannah did here. Don't let them forget. By all means, don't let them forget how nasty they've been, but let's kill them with kindness. And say, you remember, I remember when you did so-and-so, or when it was the other way around, you did this. But guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to do the opposite of what you did because I am the better person. You don't have to tell them that part. Just show them that you're the better person. Thank you for that. Mega Manic, thank you so much for sponsoring the broadcast. Dana, thank you so much for sponsoring as well. Thank you so much again, Mega. Merriman, thank you so much. Wow, thank you so much. Bless you. Thank you so much for that super chat. Thank you so much. Let me say this. I do greatly appreciate all of the super chats, but a lot of it they tax it on Google, 30%. They tax it. So the direct way is either Cash App or Venmo. Where they don't tax it at, you know, unless I give them that tax, but they don't tax it there. But anyways, let me see. Oh, we got Venmo. Jones, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Oh, yep. Wow. For the generator. Wow. That's awesome. I'm going to get one. When I save enough pennies here, I'm going to get a generator because I don't know the future. So, but anyways, thank you so much. General Crusader, thank you so much. Anyone who voted for Biden is either stupid or evil or both. Yeah, that's a very true statement because I know some people that voted for Biden. I like to think that they're not evil, stupid, but not evil. But there are some out there that are straight up evil and they don't care. Thank you for that. Hannah, again, thank you so much. If you get a chance, check out forpatriots.com. They have solar cell phone chargers. Awesome. You know what? I did have a battery pack, but the battery pack ran down on me. So, and I think I created that meme right when my phone was like at 28%. It's like, okay, I got charging and then, but luckily my phone didn't die. It didn't die completely. It never went completely dead because I couldn't use it. There was no internet. The cell towers, I think they were killing the power to the cell towers, but I think there's a problem with that. Personally, but not to say that they actually did, because my reception here is just terrible anyways. I can't get anything on my mobile device unless I have Wi-Fi. So let me look at PayPal real quick. And actually I just saw another one come through for the Cash App. I thought Jennifer, thank you so much. Get chickens for eggs. Oh, wait, you know what? I was thinking, I said, man, I would love to have some chickens right now. Absolutely. I sure did think about that. And thank you for that. I went to multiple places looking for eggs and it just wiped out. Gotta get the milk and eggs. Gotta get the milk and eggs. Okay. Let me look on. Okay. Cam on PayPal, thank you so much for the blessings. Thank you so much, Cam, on PayPal. And Robin as well, and Diana, thank you so much on PayPal. Thank you so much for the blessings. Okay. All right, let's go to the phone line here and hear what you have to say. Now, like I said, I'm really surprised that, you know, according to Joe Biden, black people are so stupid they can't, you know, figure out how to search on the internet. I'm still trying to figure out how did I do all of this. It just maybe it just all happened. I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to this broadcast. Thank you so much. Do me a favor. Subscribe to this podcast. Subscribe to it. Share this everywhere you can. We are viewer and listener supported. Anything you can do to help us out is greatly appreciated. Head on over to UniteAmericaFirst.com. Thank you again and God bless.